Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
Today I'd like to share with you a fascinating story from the Old Testament. We might refer to this event as being a family redeemer. You see, in the laws of Israel, God had provided a plan for protecting the interests of needy family members of an extended family. In the book of Ruth, we see that this involved producing an heir for a relative who had died, Ruth's father-in-law, Elimelech. And furthermore, she could redeem land that a poor person, like her mother-in-law, Naomi, had sold outside the family. So Ruth had a right to ask for this protection. It was in the law of Moses. However, Boaz knew that another relative had the right of first refusal. So Boaz went through the proper procedures, through the channels that he needed to, and the other man gave Boaz the right, not only to acquire Naomi's property, but to secure Ruth as his bride. And by that public action, Boaz once again demonstrated why he was a prominent man of noble character. How does this apply to us today? Well, as Christians, we're to be above reproach in everything we do. This is what characterized young Timothy, who lived in Lystra, a pagan city in Galatia. When Paul met this young man, he was very impressed with what he heard. The brothers at Lystra and Iconium spoke highly of him. You see, Timothy's character was verified in three ways. First, good things were being said about him. Second, more than one person said good things about him. And third, people in more than one place said good things about him. We should have the same goal today, to be above reproach, particularly in respecting the rights of others.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos. As Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.